I'm hungover.
That was your great idea for an intro.
I'm dying slowly, but this pumpkin bread is life.
Is it breathing life into you? Bring me to life by Evanescence.
Fuck you. It's vegan. It's great, and it's pumpkin bread. I don't like pumpkin things, but this is like really good. So
you're a fall bitch.
Yeah. I have a small story to tell before we get started. I was getting a burger after work, and I was just like, it was like a hell of a time at work. And so I went to Five Guys. I bought a bacon burger, and I was chilling there. And then slowly I hear a voice I hear music, and I'm like, I know this voice. And I Google it, and it's Sheryl Crow.
Yeah, she's following you.
She's everywhere. The crow's nest is not.
She's trying to recruit you for the crow's nest, Jason.
I can't wait to join. I can't wait to fucking join. I think it'd be fun. Crow's nest. Yeah.
So it sounds fun.
So I was like there. I was like, Sheryl fucking Crow. I can't wait to do a full episode on her.
She deserves one.
I think we should call her agent and have her come on the fucking show.
That seems likely.
She's not doing anything, right?
I have no idea. What is she up to?
What is Sheryl? What is Sherry doing?
Sheryl, where are you?
Sheryl, call us now at 571.
Slide into our Instagram DMs.
Please.
What's our Insta handle?
Let's Talk 2000s.
Yeah.
At Let's Talk 2000s.
Hit us up.
I hate that we never self-promo.
Yeah, we really don't actually. I think we realized one day that we never actually say what our names are.
No.
You don't need to know who
I only say it if I like say your name. Like, it's fine.
Same.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Let's talk about the 2000s. So, I want to know, before I get to my list, when we talk about this underrated shit. Oh, by the way, if you haven't noticed, we have good audio today.
Don't get used to it.
Don't get used to it.
Because I can't wait for our next episode to sound way worse than usual.
Reverb-y. It sounds like shit. I'm louder than usual.
Yeah.
It just sounds like shit. We have Matt, who's doing our audio for us. If he doesn't talk, I feel like people don't think he's real.
I'm here.
He's just having a beer.
We didn't make him up, I swear.
Yeah, he's just having a beer to rub it in my face that he can do it, and I can't because I'm
I mean, dying. You can. It's only yourself holding you back.
Yeah, so I have opinions on who's underrated, and they're arguable opinions sometimes, and they can start fights.
Jason, with opinions, it's more likely than you think.
You can hop out that fucking window now.
Yep,
so,
there it is.
That's one shot. So I'll start with Kesha. I think she's underrated for the simple fact that I think she was a part of a time where pop music with like Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, that all came around at the time that kind of set the tone for pop music now.
Mm-hmm.
And TikTok was a song you heard fucking everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Every mall.
Well, I remember it was one of those. I don't remember if it was the song or the music video, but it was one of those that iTunes gave away for free one week.
Oh, my God.
And that's how Fireflies by Owl City got big, too, is they gave it away for free for a week, and then suddenly it exploded.
I have the numbers. That shit fucking blew up.
Yeah, because I had the music video because of that, because I got it for free, because I would download the free stuff all the time.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Broke. Same.
Yeah.
I would steal, but that's just me.
I mean, it was free, so why not?
I asked around asking people if Kesha was underrated, and it's just super split opinions or none at all.
Yeah.
So one of her friends told me to listen to her stripped down music, her songs, just her voice without any of the overproduction. And she can fucking sing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She's super, super talented.
Super talented,
it's
yeah.
It's fucking disgusting. She got noticed early on, but nothing really happened because all the deals fell through and shit.
Yeah.
Until one fucking fateful day with her producer, she was in the studio with Flo Rida when he was recording Right Round.
And
he
was like,
oh God, I fucking hate that song.
Really? I love that song.
I can't fucking stand it.
Great. The fight's starting already.
Yeah, dude, we're already here. So they started it and he was like, I need a female voice. And the only woman in the studio was Kesha.
Amazing.
And they were like, let's just use her. And so they used her. She didn't get any credit for it, received no money, because she was like, if I'm going to do this, I want to make a name for myself on my own terms.
Ah.
And not through Flo Rida. I was like, good for you. Good for you. Yeah. Fuck Flo Rida.
That's true. He is garbage.
Yeah, he's fucking garbage. He's like store brand food for rap. He's like great value, like Walmart brand.
That's fair.
Yeah, he's garbage.
I love that store brand though.
I love that we're not yelling this episode.
Well, I think it's because we're so close.
We're so close.
Yeah.
This is like now an NPR podcast.
Yeah, you don't have to yell.
You don't have to yell, Jason. But I
do. He will anyways. He won't be stopped.
I will.
He'll get there.
Her debut album, do you know how many songs she wrote for the album?
No.
200 songs.
Oh my God. Who has the time?
200 songs.
Crazy.
I bitch about doing my taxes, but homegirl wrote 200 fucking songs.
You bitch
songs.
About a lot of things, Jason.
I bitch about a lot of things, which is why we're here.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why we started this shit, so the world
what if
can
we
hear
just changed
bitch.
It to let's bitch about the 2000s?
Let's bitch about the 2000s?
Yeah, yeah.
I think that could work.
Yeah.
I think we could rebrand after like 10
That's
episodes.
What the Bands We Hate episode should have been called. Let's
bitch about the 2000s. Oh, yeah, fucking, yeah. I can't wait for part two. Yeah, she wrote 200 songs. And that was over 6 years of working on like material.
Yeah.
And she basically wrote or co-wrote
How
all
old
the
was
songs.
She at that point, you know?
I think she was 23 or something like that.
Oh, that's impressive.
Something like that, yeah. She was still pretty young. TikTok sold over 12 million units online.
I believe that.
It was when like online streaming and like buying songs was like
That song is still iconic. Up. Like it still is.
It was the highest selling song of 2010.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking believe it.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, TikTok was like that song you got ready to get before you head to the club. Just like, party won't stop till I walk in. Just, you know, screaming that with your girlfriends.
Brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack, you know.
Yeah.
Is that what you did this morning, Jason?
Oh, dude. With tequila.
Jason's daily routine, everyone. My daily routine. Sneak peek.
Just a mouthwash and agave. It's so good. I feel like I'm pronouncing that wrong or really white, and my girlfriend's going to yell at me. And she's like, you don't do things right.
I mean, that's how I've heard it pronounced, but I'm also white, so I'm not like the best source for that.
I am correct. Yeah, so I really think like she came at like such a perfect time when everything was like moving from certain pop sounds to like the more electronic pop sounds now.
Yeah.
She really set the tone for what is now, or was a part of like that movement. I don't want to call it a movement. I really want to call it that. But like
Kesha's
that time.
Kesha's
impact. Kesha's life matters. Yeah, she was a part of that. And even though at that time I hated that song just because of who I was 8 years ago. She's like, no, this is stupid. I appreciate
it. It goes against everything you stand
for. It goes against everything I stand for. And it's like, I was like, over time, I was like, this isn't that bad. And Your Love Is My Drug. Another bop in that album.
Yeah, yeah.
Animal, blah, 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 featuring the now dead band 303.
Oh, my God.
303.
Throwback.
Matt, do you know how that's spelled?
303?
Yeah.
303, right?
No. So it's spelled 3, the number 3, O in capital O-H, exclamation point, 3.
Yeah. So 3, O, oh, 3.
Oh, 3.
Yeah.
It's like they stubbed their toe midway.
It's like 3-0 like, with it. Gusto,
yeah.
3.
Yeah, and so it was a lot of shit she did with like her producer Dr. Luke, but I don't want to get into all that
because
we're gonna be here for an hour.
Yeah, that's something you do a whole episode on.
Yeah, that's a whole.
She's honestly another one that we could do a whole episode on.
Honestly, yeah, Homegirl's been through the shit.
Like there was some kind of music awards that happened a few months ago. I don't remember which one. I don't keep track, but there was one part where it cut away to a different location and she performed a song with. Some other dude who was less interesting than her. Forget who.
Yeah.
Because, again, I wasn't paying attention like that. But basically, she sang a song where really, like, it gave her voice the opportunity to shine through. And she sounded amazing.
Dude, she is a great singer. And I really don't think she gets the credit she kind of deserves a bit.
Yeah.
Because I think
I think people had troubles taking her seriously, especially in the TikTok days.
No one took her seriously. Yeah. I think, you know, I think she's still here doing it. And it's just like... Her talent is still thriving and she's went through the shit through. She's gone through like so much like to get to like her first album
Absolutely. Then
to now. So it's like, I think she's always been an artist.
Yeah.
And I think like us as an audience should like look past, like she's not that first album Kesha anymore.
Right.
It's very, I think she's mature now.
I think it was that curse of like that. First song that gets so popular to the point where it
Fuck
explodes
yeah.
and then
for.
Reverts to where it's not cool anymore because it was so overdone.
Because
you know how that happens where it gets
just explodes.
Right. Like it gets so big that people stop liking it because it's so big. And I think that's kind of what got her, is that it got so successful that people couldn't take her seriously because of that one song and how over, like it got overplayed.
It did.
The hipsters killed Kesha.
It was. Yeah. The hipsters fucking killed Kesha.
Yeah.
And she's still living. So what is one of your artists? Cause it's time to fight.
Well, the first one,
I'll be surprised if we agree.
The first one is just one woman who was in a band.
Okay.
So Meg White, so the female vocalist for the White Stripes.
You mean the drummer, Meg White?
The list I said was a vocalist, but sure.
She doesn't do vocals. Mildly.
Well, the list I lied. Call me a liar.
She's a drummer.
I told you I don't know things.
She's a drummer.
I told you I did a little preparation. Then I will skip them. X out that first thing on my list.
Also
I
garbage
don't know
drummer,
anything.
So.
It's I fine. Was going to look more into it, and then I never did, because I was like, I'm more interested in the show I'm watching.
She's not that good. She's okay.
Well, excuse me. Yeah. Clearly, she's underrated because you're not giving her love.
So I win appreciate this one. Her. So I win this one.
Okay, well, fight me. Go out a window,
just hear,
like, Jason.
Just hear mics thrown on the ground.
Anyways, the next one, I don't know actually how you're going to feel about this one, but the band Bewitched.
Oh, my God.
They need more love. I love them. I love them so much.
I'm not going to fight you on that.
Good.
I think you're right.
Because I was like, I have no idea how you will react.
They had the weirdest bops.
Yeah, they're very niche.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
Just like they're pop U2. They were like pop
U2. Oh my God,
they
really are. Like,
just from Ireland. They all lived around the block.
I feel like it's just impossible to listen to their music and not just be like happy.
That is true.
It's like the most happy poppy music, and you're like, you know what?
Yeah.
This is. I'm just gonna drop all of my standards I think I have about music, and just have a good time because that's what their music is.
Yeah, some assholes like blasting like Radiohead, and like the minute like a Bewitched song comes on, C'est La Vie starts playing. You're
just exactly.
Like,
you can't listen to C'est La Vie and be mad.
Why am I blasting Idiotech when I could just be listening to C'est La Vie?
Exactly.
You will.
C'est La Vie. Yeah.
The denim in that video, the fake.
Yeah,
fake garden.
Like the music videos, the aesthetic, the sound, they were truly iconic. And I feel like they get so little attention.
Do you remember Justice, the store? It was like a girl store.
God. Yeah, yeah. It was originally limited too.
Yeah, limited too. And then they switched.
I shopped there when it was limited too, because I was that age.
Everyone did, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So basically,
then they changed it to Justice and people kind of stopped.
Bewitched was limited too, but unlimited.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, they were that incarnate. They took everything and were just like...
They were the true icons.
They're mom
the
age. They're at mom age now, and I think they should get back.
Oh God, I
a
hope
full
so. Reunion
denim
tour.
Full denim tour.
I would go. I would absolutely go.
Perform at the 9:30 club.
Oh my God, yes.
I'd fucking buy those tickets.
Yeah, same.
I would drag my girlfriend.
I'd go
like,
there.
Who are we seeing? Bewitched.
I'd be bopping along.
Catherine crying.
I would be crying. Would you buy it on vinyl? Would you get this pressed on vinyl? The ultimate question for Jason.
Yes.
Yeah. That's
absolutely.
The correct answer.
Absolutely.
The, correct
the original pressing of that song.
Yeah. Yeah.
On like a 10 inch. I'll buy it.
Absolutely.
Easily.
Yeah.
I'll buy it.
It's needed.
Look at Matt taking off a fucking selfie. Piece of shit.
social media.
Oh my God.
I mean, he's with celebrities. Podcast.
I mean, yeah. Who the fuck we are.
We have like 30 listens.
We have 30 listens.
Actually, I haven't checked our analytics in a while.
I think it's past 500 at this point.
That's cool.
Yeah,
hey, everyone.
Hey, you guys are doing a great job.
Welcome back if you listened before. If this is your first time, welcome to the shit show.
No, it's called Let's Talk About the 2000s.
Oh, what's that one really emo thing that people would say on Tumblr where they were like, welcome to my twisted mind.
Oh my God. My twisted mind. You don't even go outside.
Hey, Jason, let me ruin your morning.
Fuck you. I have a great... I know we can agree on this person. Mandy Moore.
Yeah.
Musically underrated.
Yeah. I don't know a ton about her music, but what I do know is...
Candy, man.
True.
Candy.
I like Candy.
Candy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was very middle of the road pop music.
Yeah. Cause
she talked about how like, she was like, I can't dance. I can't be sexy. She was like 18. She's like, I can't do any of this shit.
She's 18. She didn't even.
Cause she was like, you already have Britney and Christina.
Yeah.
So she was just like, I'm going to be here. I'm just going to sing. And I'm just going to do my best. And she can fucking sing.
Good. She like knew her. She like knew like, mm-hmm. okay, well, this is the place where I can sit.
This can't is go, my perch.
I'm not going to try and do these things that I can't do. And it's kind of like with Britney. She knew she could dance, so she really like took advantage
of it. Like,
that.
I could be sexy, y'all. And there we go. All the midriff.
Great. That's the entire summary of Britney's evolution. Midriff. Everyone. Just, I can be sexy, y'all. Bears midriff. The title of Britney Spears' memoir.
Oh my God. I can be sexy, y'all. Yeah, but Mandy Moore, like, there was something different in her music in that there was kind of something fun about it. And with like Britney and Christina, there was something very intense. There was like a motive behind it, but like Mandy Moore just like was just like having fun.
Yeah, like just very innocent, genuine.
Innocent,
I'm
genuine.
I'm gonna make music.
Your mom would like her, kind of vibe.
You know who else your mom would like?
Who?
Bewitched.
Oh my God, she would.
I'm right.
I think I'm gonna try that when I get home today.
I should too.
Man, what is the Bewitched? Gay. It's like never mind. I'm just not trying. Yeah. So her first album dropped in 1999, post Woodstock.
Great. So what you're saying is Woodstock killed the 90s,
yeah.
And then Mandy Moore rose from the ashes, specifically Mandy Moore.
Yes, she arose from all the sin and evil that
she was born
at
from
Woodstock,
yeah.
And she just arose like the angel that she is.
This is just, true, yeah.
And just
what's
started
the,
singing
what's
candy.
The movie she's in?
Walk to Remember?
No.
What movie? Tangled?
No. I don't remember. There's
what the
a specific
fuck?
Movie I'm thinking of and I can't remember.
Those are like the two big movies.
I don't watch movies. You know me. Like the movies that I watch are weird corners of movies.
Yeti.
It's either Yeti. Like major blockbuster that everyone and their mom is seeing, or it's things
Block
that
Easter.
Like people ask me, how did you find that of all things? Like when
I
got
never
called
asked.
Out for watching the Bratz movie three
dude,
times.
Dude. Fuck
the Bratz
you.
Movie's good and I'll fight you on it.
No.
It's good in the bad way where it's like, it's really
no.
bad, but like if you watch with people, it's
no.
very entertaining. It's true.
Oh yeah, okay.
It has magenta comics.
Yeah, you need, I feel like movies, if they're bad, should come with a thing that must be viewed with two
oh, yeah.
plus people.
I don't just sit at home alone and watch the Bratz movie. I've watched it with
I feel
a
like
group
aside,
of people.
This is a whole different conversation, but aside from ratings, they should have viewing numbers. Like you need to watch this as a group.
It's true, yeah.
Or watch this alone, or
yeah.
don't watch this
Like there's
at
some
all.
Movies, it's like, don't watch this with other people. Did, you'll get really uncomfortable.
Did we just create a new thing that should be a standard globally?
Patent that.
Matt agrees, so it's official now. We started
yeah,
this shit.
It's official.
No one else can take this. It's patented
us.
Now. Fuck you.
It's
our it's idea.
True. Patents work really quickly, and
patents
we've already
work.
Got it all in
does the,
locks.
Does
so.
The dog agree?
I'm going to take that as a yes.
She's dead. Yeah, so back to Mandy Moore. Candy was like the greatest, was her biggest hit ever.
Mm-hmm.
The iconic music video. Do you know who was in that music video?
Who?
Young Scarlett Johansson.
Wow.
Young ScarJo.
Love it.
Yeah. The song was apparently massive overseas. Like, people in England love Mandy Moore in Australia.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah, some people don't
Funny
hit
how that
here.
Works, yeah.
It's very weird. Like, people don't hit here too big, but, like, overseas, like, in France or wherever, like, they're huge.
Yeah.
You know, like certain rock bands are, like, pretty okay here, but if you go to, like, Chile or, like, Brazil... They're crazy huge. Like, mm-hmm. yeah. So it kind of doesn't surprise me anymore. And
no.
I love that video because there's a scene where she's driving her Beetle. This was Friday. This
oh my
Candy.
God.
Candy was Friday. It was Rebecca Black's Friday.
Oh my God. So 2000s.
For the 2000s.
It.
Yeah.
What happened to Beetles? Do those exist still?
Yeah, they still exist.
I haven't seen one in a long time.
They've been redesigned so they don't look as pathetic
oh.
as vehicles.
Well, now they're not iconic. Now you don't know it's a Beetle.
Yeah, I know. So basically, she's driving her Beetle with her friends. And I'm just like, you guys are 17 at best having a learner's permit. There's no way you're driving this legally. And so she's driving and these two quote unquote hot guys are looking at them and they're skateboarding on flat land. I'm like, but you can't really do anything here, guys. Like you're in a cul-de-sac. And so they're driving by. She looks at him all like cutesy and shit. And she's like, hey, Zach. And drives by and the guy's like chilling there, not moving, not using a skateboard, and he's sitting between two mopeds. I'm like, well, what's that doing here? Are we in Italy? What are you doing with that?
Maybe. Oh, what's that one Hillary Duff movie? She's in Italy. Or is it in teaching somewhere else. You know what? I'm getting all my DCOMs confused.
Ooh, yeah, you're There's, getting...
I just know they're dudes on mopeds and stuff.
I know what movie you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
It might not be Hilary Duff. Hmm. We're going to toss that out to listeners and be like, can you just correct Catherine?
Yeah, please just correct.
Hilary Duff, Italy, and mopeds.
Someone fact-checked me because as we have established multiple times, I don't know things.
You don't know shit.
It's true.
Yeah.
I don't know people's names. I don't know who Jason is. I ended up here.
That's very true.
For sure, I got drugged at some point.
That's bad.
Yeah.
Not in this Me Too era. It's awful.
Great.
I Want to Be With You. That song is also a fucking classic song.
Mm-hmm.
It is so good. That a lot of this music was just like amazing. Like it, there's a simplicity to her music that I think was very underappreciated because it was so subdued. That Britney and Christina were just like blowing up everywhere. But like, yeah. Here's Mandy Moore like doing like this song.
Which is why no one noticed.
Which is why no one really noticed. Yeah. And so, but the one thing she does have over other people, especially when like a lot of like all the labels were pumping out Jessica Simpson, like Christina, like they were bumping that. Mandy knew that she was like not going to be that. She was mm-hmm. like, I'm not going to do that. So the one thing she had over everyone was acting.
Yeah.
She could fucking act.
Mm-hmm.
Like in A Walk to Remember. The only Nicholas Sparks film that matters. The only one.
Never seen it. I love ruining Jason's day.
I know, but it's like...
What's the one with that Zac Efron is in? I've seen that one.
Oh, is that the one with like his brother?
I think so.
Or
have I seen that one? Like or did bow, I just see a lot of commercials?
It's like the bow and he talks to like his dead brother.
Who
is that the one? Is that a Nicholas Sparks film? That
I think it is.
Sounds like
sure
one.
It is.
Sounds like one. It's definitely
sure
one.
Is.
Yeah.
Notebook was Nicholas Sparks, right?
Oh yeah.
I saw that one too.
Big one. There's a second book.
There's a second
book? There's a second book. Oh, I think it's called The Wedding. I just roll my eyes.
Mm.
Fuck that guy.
I mean, I think I read it and I was like, okay. No, it was Dear John. That was the other movie.
Dear John.
I've
seen
that one.
A Channing Tatum one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Channing Tatum. You're getting your white men confused.
I mean,
you're getting
your
whites confused.
Can you blame me?
I cannot. Who's hotter, Channing Tatum or Zac Efron? That is a question for the listeners. Zac Efron?
Yeah.
Mm.
Channing Tatum's not my type.
Oh, he's definitely not your
type. I think he's like objectively, sure, not my type at all.
Physically 2 feet taller than you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The tall thing doesn't work out for me. It's just logistically doesn't make sense.
I'm not.
He's also just too bulky.
Well, it depends.
Too much.
Well, it depends on what age of Channing Tatum.
That's fair, actually, yeah. Younger
like,
Channing Tatum,
like young,
before he became
young,
wider
slim,
than he is tall, yeah.
Cardio Channing Tatum
yeah.
was, like, thin, but, like, now it's, like, he's older now.
Yeah.
So, Walk to Remember. Only Sparks film that should matter. The Fault in Our Stars can go fuck itself. Because this is the movie that's basically...
That's
it's basically the same concept. It's just that she's carrying around an oxygen
tank. Did we end up talking about movies?
I'm sorry. I'm going through Mandy Moore. I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I will say, though, Theron, before we switch, Fault in Our Stars is in that, like, collection of movies that, like, ruined that entire franchise for me. Because I did like the book when I was a youngin.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
And then I watched the movie and it ruined it for me.
Yeah, dude.
Twilight also sits in that realm.
I'm just going to ignore that. Yeah, so her performance in that movie is great. Even Shane West. That was like magic on screen. I love this movie. And she's killing it in This Is Us.
Oh, she's in This Is Us?
This Is Us.
I
her and Milo Ventimiglia.
I just watch garbage, so.
I know. Yeah, my girlfriend, she binged it. And at some point she was like, oh, I'm not crying yet. And then once she got to like season two, she was like, I'm sobbing.
Yeah.
And trying to text me. She was Rapunzel and Tangled. Mandy Moore killed it post-2000s, acting-wise. Even some of her music, she still did music here and there, but really acting is, I think, is where she shines.
Yeah.
And I'm happy, especially with the way the 2000s have treated women and, like,
so
music.
So very poorly.
So very poorly.
So
and
poorly.
The way we have treated people, it's fucking bad. I'm just like, I'm glad Mandy Moore was, like, able to stay, like, clean and, like...
Yeah. She survived the 2000s.
She survived.
And for that, we're proud
of her.
She's
a survivor. She's
and
a
the,
vet.
And the decade that really ruined so many
people who
women.
Survived the 2000s, they deserve like war vet hats. Like,
oh
I,
God,
I survived.
Truly.
I survived the 2000s.
Britney Spears needs like a war medal at this point.
She needs a Purple Heart.
Yeah.
She gave herself up.
Yeah. Mariah Carey died pretty early on, too.
So. Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah. She's dead. Britney should be given a Purple Heart.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Also, another one, Kelly Rowland, I think, is vastly underrated. I think people can agree.
Yeah.
From like Destiny's Child.
I don't know her like that, but
she's great. She blew up when she sang on a song called Dilemma with Nelly.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, do that again.
Oh.
Beautiful. Love it.
Just sample that over because that's kind of what you hear in the beat. It's like, no matter what I do, oh. Just hear that.
Great.
Yeah.
Thanks for the demonstration.
This is my post hangover singing voice. That's what I got.
Just your post hangover singing voice?
Just.
Sure. Whatever you say.
Fuck you. That song won a Grammy for Best Rap Song Collaboration.
Great.
So right out of the gate, going into solo, wins a Grammy. I think that kind of really launched her from being like the backgrounds to Beyonce to the forefront.
Yeah.
And she was kind of very much a flip side to Beyonce. Beyonce is very like, I don't want to say loud, but she has a presence in the music. Like you know she's there. Like you mm-hmm. feel it's her voice. It's like strong. Mm-hmm. And Kelly's not strong voiced, but she's really good. She's very soft and very like the easy side. Mm-hmm. She's very much like the flip side to Beyonce.
Yeah.
In my opinion. I wish Chad was here. I feel like we'd argue or we'd agree.
Yeah.
Fight me, Chad.
He knows where to find you. Drives to your house.
He knows where I live. I know where the fuck he lives too. Fuck him.
You guys will end up meeting. Look, you'll drive past each other on the highway, both driving to each other's houses to find each other.
Yes. Oh, God. So this song came out of nowhere for people. People were like genuinely surprised. Like, oh, she's like actually really fucking good. And it was number one in 10 countries. Sold 7 million copies. On her first album, Brandy and Solange were doing backup vocals for her songs.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's all good. Like, Simply Deep was her first album, and it's still her best-selling album. Her second album wasn't as good, but the people in England loved it. Like, she was huge in the UK. Like I said, people like things.
People do indeed like things.
People like things. And so it's
people
like
things, Jason. The year 2018.
Print it on a shirt.
That's another one of our merch.
Oh my God. Buy my options. Silence. Buy my silence. Especially her song. I feel like this is a very one way. You haven't heard these songs. Like This, featuring Eve, another underrated artist. Mm-hmm. Work, which was huge in the UK. Like, that song was a fucking hit. And I was hearing it again for like the longest time. It was like mm-hmm. a top 10 international hit. Everyone loved it. She did dive into acting when she was on the Hugh Lees and on Freddy versus Jason.
Oh.
Her most notable role.
I haven't seen it.
When she died, I think she got thrown into a tree.
An icon. That's the way I want to go. Getting thrown into a tree.
That's rough.
Better than being thrown out a window like you're constantly...
threatening you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like
a
tree. It's like, it's where I belong, you know?
It was also, like, wild because she...
Among the squirrels.
Kelly Rowland, for those who don't know, she's black. And in the horror movie, she lasts a long time.
That's good.
And usually, you know, in the 90s, 2000s, like, there was always, like, that thing that, oh, black people don't last forever in horror films. They're always killed off.
It's always the white man.
So, I mean, literally, Jason threw her, or Freddy.
Yeah.
So white men killed her.
Darn white men.
But she lasted for like until the third act.
That's good.
It's a good run.
Proud of her.
It's a good marathon run. I've always had a crush on Kelly Rowland. I always thought she was gorgeous. And her voice was always great. It was very, I don't know, it was just very good. Her voice, I could compare it to all purpose seasoning. That it can just go with anything.
That's like, fair.
You throw it into anything and it'll just melt. She's all purpose seasoning.
Good for her.
Yeah, she's
great
for
collaborations.
Yeah, I just really think it's... I think she's been honored a bunch of times, but I was just like, I don't think we as a general public didn't show love. No. Like, we all praise Beyonce for being like the greatest. I was like, I feel like Kelly deserves to...
She's like that background person, like the backbone where it's like has done a lot of the work but has never gotten the recognition.
Yeah.
It's like people love the music, but they don't think of like her.
Exactly. No one talks about Michelle. She's nice, but she hasn't really done anything.
No.
But Kelly was the one that like attempted and kind of made a name for herself outside of like the whole group.
Right.
So it's like, I think she deserves like a bit more.
Shout out to Kelly.
A bit more love. Is there anyone else on your list that I think we can fight
about?
Here's
the one that this is the one I think you're going to fight me on because I know how you feel about country music.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Dixie Chicks.
No.
They're underrated.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Because people are like, country music is garbage. And I'm like, but the Dixie Chicks exist. So you can't say country music as a whole is garbage because
Matt,
they exist.
Are the Dixie Chicks underrated?
I'll fight you on this.
Shut up.
Not for me, no.
Okay, so Boom.
I think they're underrated. Again, I'm willing to fight you on this. They're underrated.
Matt's the end all be all.
They need more love. Decider. They need more love. People know who the Dixie Chicks are, but how many people are like, oh yeah, I know, like, I could like tell you their like music right now.
What's the short one's name?
I don't know.
Exactly. You're not a fan. You're not real.
I'm just saying they're underrated. I'm not so saying I'm a diehard Dixie Chicks fan. I just think they're iconic. And see,
iconic, people, yes.
Like, people are like, oh, they're iconic, but like no one like will ever be like, oh, but I love the Dixie Chicks. People never say that. They're people love them.
I think from when they started to like 2005, people did openly say that, but we're past that. That age is dead.
They're underrated. They need more love.
I don't think so.
Fight me.
I don't think so.
Dixie Chicks are underrated. Change my mind.
I will say this. They're iconic. Change my mind. I will say they are iconic in that they were, especially country music being super conservative.
Yeah.
They were the ones that came out against Bush and was just like, you're an asshole.
Yeah.
And people were like, wah, wah, wah. Like, no, you can't do that. It's like, no, but we can't.
Yeah, the Dixie Chicks are very important.
They were against the war. Because like country music is very tame.
Yeah.
Especially like the whole culture. Like they don't come out and say shit.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
So Dixie Chicks with an X? Or
X.
X, yeah.
X. Matt's Googling this. Are they underrated?
See, this is not, see, he's saying they're not underrated, and yet he doesn't even know how to spell their name. That's upsetting to me. So therefore, his opinion is not valid in this particular argument.
Not valid. Denied.
Like, if you can't spell it.
Denied.
Clearly, they're underrated.
God, Dixie Chicks.
They need to be better known. They need to... They also deserve Purple Hearts.
Yeah, if you're a fan of... if you think that they're underrated, please DM us.
I'm posting...
Fuck you.
Great. I walked into...
The Dixie Chicks are underrated.
I walked into a friend of ours' apartment yesterday, and she was like, how was your day? And I'm like, oh, it was good. I sent a tweet today. And she was like, what? Why did you reply like that? I'm like, I don't know. I don't tweet. So that was like exciting for me.
My favorite thing at a party, especially... I was telling you this, like when I was at the party last night, I tell someone I've met, I think they're cool like in the moment, but mm-hmm. I know I'm not going to see them again. I was like, hi, it was really nice to meet you. We're never going to meet again. And she's like, yeah. What? And it's like, yeah, we're
never going to see each other. Again.
Yeah. I mean, wow, you're so forward about it. I'm like, well, I'm honest because, you know.
Jason, hashtag no filter.
No filter.
Ever.
I didn't even know her name. I was like, all right, bye. And she was like, you're Jason, right? I'm like,
honestly,
yeah.
It's a miracle Jason I was still like, knows my name.
I was like, I totally forgot her name. I'm sorry. She's like, oh, my God, really? I was like, yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. Sorry. My bad. Not really.
Wow.
We've come to the moment where we get to talk about the queen, Michelle Branch.
Ah, yes.
The greatest.
Love her.
The greatest. The queen.
An icon. This is one that everyone can agree on.
If you broke up once or twice between 2000 and 2010, at least three of her songs were playing in your room as obviously. You were crying.
Even if you didn't break up, they were still probably playing in your room because...
You were either breaking up or madly in love, and all this music was
fucking playing.
And
these songs were
your
anthems.
Michelle Branch... is one of the greatest singers, songwriters to ever fucking exist. Yes. And I will die by that. Mm-hmm. Put that on my fucking tombstone. I love Michelle Branch.
Well, let's play it at your funeral.
Here lies Jason. He loved Michelle Branch.
If you had to pick one Michelle Branch album to have on vinyl, which would it be?
Her first album.
Yeah.
Straight up. Spirit Room.
Nice. You are so ready with that too.
Dude.
You knew.
I know. I know that shit. Yeah, go ahead. No, I'm good. I'm hungover, Matt. Don't do this to me.
Are you sure you don't want
Matt's
beer?
Like literally leaving go get a beer.
Want a few shots of tequila, Jason?
Our audio tech just left to go get another beer. This is where we are in life.
Real professional. Hey, we're still moving on.
Dude,
up.
Clear audio.
I mean, I've left in the middle of podcasts to go make bread before, so.
Yes.
This is still
yes, this is true. So. Spirit Room, greatest album, yeah. One of the greatest albums to come out of 2001, aside from Glitter.
I saw, there like an article recently that was like, oh, it's making its way back onto the charts?
Yes.
Love it.
God damn it.
Love it.
It's your fault.
It is.
It's you and Chad's fault.
It's our fault.
Dicks.
You brought Glitter back.
Dixie Dicks.
I love it. I don't even think I gave it a very good rating, which I think hurt Chad's feelings. I don't think it hurt his feelings, but I think he was like, oh.
He made a voodoo doll out of you and just poked holes in it.
That's why I'm covered in holes.
It's like, that explains my heartburn.
That explains all the scratches around my wrist.
Oh, just my God.
That was a cat.
Oh, my fucking God.
I was messing with
my friend's cat. Spirit Room. That's great. Michelle Branch slayed early in her career. She peaked hard in the 2000s. I will say she peaked hard. Like, peaked.
Like slammed into the
slammed
ceiling.
Into the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just kind of
okay,
off.
I guess I'll make my way down. Yeah.
Making my way downtown.
Walking fast. Faces past and I'm homebound. Thank you. We're going to get sued for that.
Oh, yeah. We're totally going
to
get sued.
Can't wait to get sued.
Funny enough, when I was younger, I would get her confused with Vanessa Carlton sometimes. And that's I know I wasn't alone in that because they both came out with music around the same time. Mm-hmm.
And it was like a similar like
brunette, white, plain looking white girls.
It was a similar
vibe
space. Yeah.
Very space. Like music, they filmed in the same town.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. That's why I haven't talked about Vanessa Carlton. I don't think she's underrated at all. I don't think she's
underrated. I appreciate her for what she is, but.
Yeah.
She's no Michelle Branch. What can we
say? No. Michelle Branch, Grammy Award winning singer songwriter. She, do you remember the song The Game of Love she did with Carlos Santana?
Nah. I might if I hear it.
Yeah, if I.
But I don't.
I'll play it after.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, let's just assume that at least for let's now, just say, I don't.
Michelle Branch,
I don't know her.
Versatile 1,000% because she was like doing this and doing pop and then. Recently, a few years back, she did a song with a Timbaland, and he produced it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like she can do anything. But that first album was iconic, is an understatement. Like, this was the shit. Everywhere, All You Wanted,
mm-hmm.
Goodbye to You. Like, Everywhere, like, that song should be a Bible hymn.
Soundtrack to my life.
Everywhere should be a hymn. Like, mm-hmm. I need to sing this, like, mid-prayer. Like...
Jason's just in church singing Everywhere.
Just, yeah. I mean, it could still be used as like a Jesus song.
Yeah.
You're everywhere to me. When I close my eyes, it's you I see.
That's actually true.
Yeah,
she could. It could totally be like Christian pop.
I feel like we should have an episode where we talk about which songs can be converted into Christian music.
I can work with that.
Like Candy Shop by 50 Cent.
Ooh, yeah. I was going to say, can we just take like really, like can we do songs and like kids bop it, but instead of making it clean, we make it about Jesus?
Ah, Jesus Bob.
Like
yeah, Jesus. welcome to Let's Talk About Jesus Bob.
Let's talk about Jesus. Jesus the Christ.
Great.
Those were major hits. Huge fucking hits. You Get Me and You Set Me Free were also major hits and showed up in movies and shows like all the fucking, like every, a lot of great 2000s movies. It showed up in like Van Wilder, What a Girl Wants, and the highly undervalued film, The Hot Chick. Have you seen The Hot Chick?
I know of it. I haven't seen it. As with many things.
One of my favorite scenes the other day I was remembering was when he tells her boyfriend as Rob Schneider. And he tells him that, like, it's me, Jessica. And like, he doesn't believe her. And then he goes in for a kiss. And she's like, no, you're like a 30-year-old dude. And then as he's running away, Rob Schneider screams, Billy. It's the funniest shit.
My God. I feel like I've definitely heard that like referenced before. And I guess now I have a little more context.
I'm glad I gave you, I promise you, everyone stop this podcast now and just go watch The Hot Chick.
Will they ever come back?
Rachel McAdams is in it and Anna Faris, Matthew Lawrence, one of the Lawrence brothers, Peak Lawrence, you know, like Joey Lawrence.
Whoa.
Probably Fizzle's face.
Oh my God. All
right. You know me, I don't do names.
Oh my God. Okay. This song was also in the film Just Married and with starring Ashton Kutcher and Brittany Murphy, rest in peace.
Great.
Yeah. This album sold by 2011, sold 2 million copies. She was 18 when she dropped it. It sold 500,000.
I'm clapping in case you can't tell. I'm clapping very quietly.
Thanks, Matt.
Everyone's clapping.
Thanks, Matt.
Applause.
It sold 500,000 in 3 months, which, you know, pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Second album wasn't as good, but fuck them. Fuck the haters. Cause she comes out with hits.
Yeah.
Like Breathe and Are You Happy Now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yo, it's shit that either you were bopping in your room or you heard it in a Sears. But it's like, it was
two places to listen to music.
Home or Sears. When you're trying to find that washing machine and like you just hear.
You ever just be like, wow, I'm gonna go to Sears and listen to what's on the top charts right now.
Oh yeah, dude.
So what you heard is that song and Smash Mouth.
Mall's, oh yeah. Mall's always played like the big hits. Yeah. Mall's always played the hits. So you never could escape it.
Right. Thanks, Sears.
Yeah, she had an extra single on there, but no one, she didn't make anything about it. Just, oh, it's here.
Yeah.
Do you know who else is on this album?
Who else?
Take a guess. Come on.
Don't make me guess.
Please guess. I promise you're going to get it right.
That's incorrect. First of all.
Do it. Just guess.
Now you're just making me overthink it.
Yep. No, come on.
Mandy Moore.
No.
I don't know who.
No. Come on. You know.
I don't.
Sheryl Crow.
Yes.
Sheryl Crow is on this album. Sheryl Crow.
I love it. See, she knew.
The herpes of the 2000s. She was everywhere.
Oh my God.
She was everywhere. Just like the song, everywhere. She was everywhere.
Everywhere is actually about Sheryl Crow.
Everywhere is about Sheryl Crow.
Confirmed.
Really, a lot of songs were about Sheryl Crow.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone wanted to be like Sheryl Crow.
Yeah.
It's because like, she's an icon. She performed at Woodstock, for fuck's sake. Like, come on. Sheryl like, Crow.
Cult culture has stemmed Crow. From the crow's nest.
Crow.
Like
Crow.
Sheryl Crow.
Crow
Sheryl
culture.
Crow made cults cool. Try saying that 5 times fast.
Sheryl Crow made cults cool.
Maybe
you
want to start wearing sunscreen.
What the fuck? It's a pretty good one.
Loves it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you guys know that line.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the sunscreen, the cults.
Her impact. Sheryl Crow's impact.
To my skin.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yeah, so Sheryl Crow's on that album. Are You Happy Now was nominated for a Grammy, but lost to Best Female Rock Performance to Pink in her song Trouble.
Mm.
She was also nominated with Avril Lavigne.
I did enjoy Pink.
Oh, Pink's awesome.
She's great.
Avril
Lavigne.
I talk
about her, but she's not underrated.
She's not.
No.
She's like rated.
Yeah, absolutely.
Avril Lavigne, Bonnie Raitt, and Lucinda Williams. And then the year before that, guess who won it?
Sheryl Crow.
Sheryl fucking Crow.
Love it.
And then the year before that, Sheryl Crow again.
Yeah.
Killing it.
She really is. How's this become a Sheryl Crow episode?
Dude. Why not?
Like
fuck
it used
it.
To be everything would circle back to Smash Mouth, and now it's becoming like
Sheryl
everything
Crow.
Will circle back to Sheryl Crow because she's the root to all.
I dove.
2000s
it's like
culture.
A it's like a and it's like a crime documentary when you go in finding one thing, but you come out with another.
Yeah, we all expected Smash Mouth to be the suspect, and then it ended up being Sheryl Crow.
It ended up
so
being Sheryl Crow.
Are.
Sheryl Crow wrote All Star.
New conspiracy theory.
New conspiracy. Sheryl Crow wrote that first album. She's the godmother of ska
punk.
Can't
wait for our second conspiracy theory episode. There's so many to talk about.
The Game of Love was the one she won a Grammy for with Carlos Santana, who is an overrated guitarist. But it's honestly such a great, it's a great song because it's like, it's pop music, but aside from her kind of like mishmash girly pop music that was around that time, it was like rhythmic. There was a lot of flavor. There was a lot of sounds in that song, and her voice just like travels really well, and she's super talented. And it's like, I think we just at the time just took it as like the regular shit we were being fed by corporations.
Yeah.
And it's not like a nut, but just like, it's just like all the labels just like pumping out pop artists all the time. And I think just Michelle fell into like the cracks of like with everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And so hearing her music now, it's just like, dude, she was one of the best.
Transcended.
Transcendent.
Time. Yeah. Can we listen to Michelle Branch when we leave?
Yeah.
Great.
We can do that.
Looking forward to it.
I really want to get Thai food.
I'm down for food.
Okay, always. Cool. Sick.
Great. Now that
I hope
made
you're hungry
plans,
now.
Now that we've made those plans.
I hope you're listening to this on the way to work and you just get hungry. You're just like, oh, I just want Thai food too. Well, too fucking bad. You gotta go to work.
Well, you know, I woke up this morning wanting Chick-fil-A because you've conditioned me.
I have.
Every time you show up, you bring Chick-fil-A, and now I'm like, Jason's coming over, time to get
well,
some
well, because,
chicken.
Like, I don't have time to, like, eat breakfast at home, so I was like, I'll just get Chick-fil-A, because it's, you live half a mile away from that fucker.
Yeah.
So, like,
great
I'll
location.
Just
I mean, every time I, like, move, I look for, okay, well, where is the nearest Chick-fil-A?
I think I want to get to a point with this podcast that we get Chick-fil-A as a sponsor.
Ooh, yeah.
We just get free nuggets and free things. And
do you think they would sponsor us?
No.
I don't think so either.
No.
I don't think we're
gonna find out Matt's a vegan and pull that shit.
I don't think we represent their family values.
Oh, we fucking don't. No.
Yeah.
No, we're not red state conservatives.
Anyways, but we've gotten.
I love me some chicken.
That's true. We have gotten quite off topic, though. Love me some chicken.
Oh, fuck yeah. So back
hope to, you guys are all hungry.
So back to Michelle Branch. We totally deviated again. We're trying to be like Chad.
What do you mean trying to be? We are.
Oh, yeah, we are, basically. Yeah, so after her solo career from like when she peaked in like early 2000s, mm-hmm. she started a rock country band called The
Not
Wreckers.
Not what I would have expected.
I mean, Homegirl always leaned into the more country pop.
That's fair, yeah.
You know. She was in the way Taylor Swift was when she was early on, like kind of like country yeah. rock pop.
That's honestly where Taylor Swift peaked, for being real.
Whoa.
In my opinion.
I want a big Taylor Swift fan to come on this fucking show now.
Do we know one?
No.
We'll find one.
Wait, I feel like we do.
Brandon.
Brandon?
At work.
Brandon's a Taylor Swift fan?
He went to the concert by himself.
What the fuck? Are you serious? Let me text him.
Great.
Oh my! Nah, he's with his wife.
I mean, I know some white girls I can hit up who I'm.
I'm
sure
gonna ask
are
him when I get to work
fans.
Wednesday.
I like it, I swear.
Are you? Because I know he's talked about. He saw like Shania Twain with his wife.
I'll ask
oh my god!
Him.
Ask him. Oh my
Shania
god!
Shania Twain, another icon.
Ask him if he wants to call in. Get him the number.
Oh my god! Absolutely.
We'll just extend this by another half hour. I want to know about this. So. Fucking
let's talk about Taylor Swift.
Michelle Branch, married to the drummer of the Black Keys.
Oh, I didn't know
that. Patrick Carney, yeah. Hmm. Shitty band. She also did a cover song with him for BoJack Horseman on season 4 or something like that. Yeah.
What song? Mm-hmm.
I didn't write it down.
Wow.
Google it.
My God.
Google it.
How dare you make me do things?
Yeah, like so basically like after 2003, she didn't drop a solo album for 14 years. 14 years, Catherine.
I'm not listening because I'm looking this up.
14 years.
All I hear is 14 years, but something about solo album.
Yeah, she hadn't dropped a solo. She hadn't dropped a solo album in 14 years. Like, that's fucking crazy. Because she was doing, like, the band stuff and...
Oh, Horse with No Name.
Horse with No Name.
That makes sense. Yep. I actually love that song. The original is...
Yeah.
Good time.
Did you like the Michelle Branch one?
I'd have to listen to it again because I can't remember it well, but at least going by these pictures, was it the episode when they were like underwater?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
it's been
Wiki
a minute
said.
Since I've seen that, so I'll have to watch it.
Because I haven't seen BoJack Horseman at all.
You haven't?
No. I know. Oh my God. Now you know how it fucking feels.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Jason, that stare that I got
also, well,
is how I give it to
you. I'm also looking at
you
because you would like that
I would definitely love
like,
that
you
show
you would be into it so I'm like why haven't you watched
I know.
This when you watch so much
god
stuff
god damn it like I just
because you watch things I don't watch things so
I
that's
watch,
just
I have to be in
me.
The fucking mood
okay well
I'll watch it I promise
sure you will
I will
sure you will
so in between that time she would just drop like with her band and her band broke up at like 08-07 mm-hmm. and she would just drop like songs here and there and then she released like unreleased songs and she did a song with like Timbaland, and it wasn't until like last year she dropped a new album. That's actually not bad. Kind of takes a lot of like modern pop elements with like her rock side and kind of takes a chill. I would love to see her go like indie dream pop. I think she can do it.
Ooh, that'd be
Michelle. Michelle Branch's dream pop.
I'd be here for it.
Dude, fuck
can we
yeah.
start a crowdfunding campaign?
Just to make her make a dream pop?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm down.
Pre-orders I think album that doesn't exist yet.
We can do that, Matt, right? That's okay. That's fine.
Love it.
No one's listening to us anyway.
That's fine.
Yeah. So I think those
all
are...
All of our 500 listens are just Jason.
Oh my God.
Over and over again.
Yeah, because like I always check to see how the audio is because I never hear it back. We don't hear ourselves, guys. Like we wing it.
I sort of listen to it.
Yeah. I'm just like, I kind of skim through. I'm like, all right, it's not that bad. It's good. Can you hear myself
So what
clearly?
You're saying is I could have left something in there totally by accident. No, neither of us would find out.
No.
Great.
No, you could have put in like a subliminal message and I just wouldn't.
I'm going to start doing that then. Do you remember that one clip I have of you screaming that you made me cut out?
Don't put that back in. Don't do that.
Well, now that you've told me this.
That was early on too. Fuck you.
Yeah, it was. One of the first episodes. I still have that file saved.
I hate you.
You're welcome.
Fuck you. Mm-hmm. So I think, I feel like there could be a part two to this. I feel like there's more. This was just like the very like my what I thought of off the top of my head of like underrated. But I think Michelle Branch is like number one underrated of all time.
Not Dixie Chicks are. I just said that to start a fight. No, I agree.
Michelle I'm opening Branch. That. I'm opening that window.
I don't think the Dixie Chicks are the most underrated. I just think they're underrated.
One of the.
Buy my silence, Jason, for $8,000 a month. I will stop permanently.
No.
Yes.
No. $8,000 a month?
I have a fun thing to tell you after we're done with this.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I can't wait.
It's not music related.
So.
But I think you'll appreciate it.
So this is a pretty good list of like underrated
yeah.
female musicians, singers, artists, whatever.
Female people.
Female people. People, people with females.
People with females? What does that mean, Jason?
I don't know.
Tell us what you mean.
I don't know.
Can you elaborate on that?
I think I fucked up a pronoun there and just didn't know. No.
Okay.
Yeah, I fucked up. These wow. mics are so much fun, Matt.
Yeah, you're having a great time.
I am.
I saw you bump into it earlier.
I'm having fun too.
He's on his second fucking beer.
We're all having a great time.
Yeah.
Here.
And we don't have to, I don't have to yell.
Yeah, I'm not used to being this quiet.
Yeah, it's weird.
We'll get a topic that
we should just put NPR blocks in here.
My God. Welcome to NPR. This is your NPR station. Thank you for listening.
We're going
to
be talking about underrated women tonight, and we're joined by Ira Glass.
Oh, hi, guys. And it's just like he just kind of walks in.
Yeah. Great.
God, I can't wait to get sued. Albums of the week.
Yeah.
Catherine.
I looked mine up. Don't Ooh. Fight me. Bewitched self-titled album.
When did that come out? 2001? To like actual 2000, it had to have been like actual 2000. I hope 2000.
So, because it's possible.
I think it's probably the
Let me check. Actual. I didn't actually look at that. I just thought Bewitched is 2000s, and then great.
Great job, Catherine.
Thanks. Oh, man.
98.
I'll find a new one.
Do I want to give it to you?
I can find a new one. It might take me a minute, though. What was the other one I had in mind? You do yours. Then if you're so prepared.
Okay.
I'm just really messing up left and right here.
Dude, you're a fucking mess, bro.
You're not wrong.
You're a sloppy, sloppy mess, Catherine.
What is that supposed to mean? Can you elaborate on that?
I'm just buying time because I
think this is my new favorite game. When you say weird things, asking you to elaborate.
Please elaborate.
Like, where is this going?
No, it's really not going anywhere. I'm buying time because I didn't think of one. I do have one. I believe... I will make mine. Fuck. I'm trying to think.
You'll Come make on. Yours fuck.
Come on, brain.
Get it together.
I'm going to choose Enema of the State by Blink 182.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm-mm. I think it's going to be mine. Yep. That was a good pop punk album. Great.
Continue talking about it.
No, fuck
Tell
you.
Us more.
So. That is it for this great audio episode.
Wait, I still haven't found mine.
I thought you did.
No, I said I was gonna find you one.
Oh yeah, okay, that's right.
Let's just go with "Under My Skin" by Avril Lavigne because.
Jesus Christ, that's a good one.
Yeah, right.
Great one. That was before she got killed. before she was cloned.
Pre-clone.
Yeah. Ooh, I have a good story about that. Before we go.
Oh boy. Sorry. Let's hear it.
Did you hear that she recently got an interview and they confronted her about it? That that there was like, oh, like we've read stories that you're like not actual Avril, you're like a clone, but she didn't deny it.
See, this is why we need another conspiracy theory episode.
She didn't deny
it. So much to discuss.
There's Avril's a fucking clone.
Loves it.
And with that, we say goodbye.